Hey there, Mike Robbins here with another video blog message. This week I'm talking about staying in the present moment. It's one of many things in life that I often talk about that are much easier said than done. And I've been thinking a lot about staying in the present moment recently as I've been reminded of how challenging at times it can be for me to stay in the present moment. We've got a few specific things going on that have really kind of brought this up. The first of which is we've been doing some stuff here in the house and just organizing in the garage and kind of getting some things in order, which both Michelle and I really enjoy doing. But I was going through some photos in the garage over the weekend and specifically looking at an album from our wedding, which was 8.5 years ago in June of 2005. And, you know, was reflecting on the day and the memories of the day and how different life was then. And, you know, but one of the things that as I was looking at our wedding album, there's a number of people who were at our wedding who are no longer with us. They've passed away. And I was feeling a mixture of emotions, some sadness about the loss, but also appreciation for those people in particular and for the people who were there at our wedding and just the magical experience that it was. But I also noticed that as I was looking through our album, there was a lot of different mixture of emotion. And one of the things that started to show up was a feeling of regret. And not regret so much like I wish we would have done things differently or we made mistakes or anything specifically related to the wedding or otherwise, but more the regret feeling that is familiar to me at times when I reflect on the past about not fully appreciating it as much as I'd like, or, you know, having some sense of longing for, oh, it would be really nice to experience that again or be with that person again or do that particular thing again, and just, you know, the realization that life moves on. My 40th birthday is coming up in about a week and a half, so I've been reflecting on things of that nature recently. But it's taken me, in a lot of cases, to the past, and too often those feelings of regret or that feeling of missing someone or something. Similarly, I've got a few things going on in life right now that are having me focus on the future. You know, of course, there's still kind of goal and intention setting for 2014, which I feel like I'm still a little bit in the process of. But most specifically, I have a new book coming out in May, which I'm really excited about. But we've started to really get, you know, practical and specific about some of the plans and the launch and kind of what are we going to do. And as I'm in that process, I notice that I get excited, of course, but also there can be a sense of worry or a fear or of, oh, how's this going to turn out, or what are we going to do, or am I going to make the right decisions, or let's come up with the best plan possible, right? And nothing wrong with reflecting on the past, nothing wrong with planning for the future. They can both be really healthy and positive things, but if I'm not mindful of it, when I reflect on the past and or plan for the future, not only does it take me out of the present moment, but it's easy to go to regret and also to worry, neither of which are productive or very healthy. As Eleanor, my counselor, likes to say to me specifically about worry, because she has a tendency to call me out when she notices me worrying, is she says, Mike, worry is pre-planned anger or pre-planned disappointment. You're setting yourself up to be upset in the future, so you worry in the present. But what if we could be more embracing of the present moment? To really, as Ram Dass taught us in that great book from the 60s, be here now, in this present moment. What would that be like? What would that feel like? Life really happens in the present moment. It doesn't happen in the future. It doesn't happen in the past. But it's so easy to get caught up in that. And why is that? I mean, we're running around 100 miles an hour. We're all multitasking, and we're trying to do lots of things at once. We got busy lives. We got busy jobs. We got family lives. We got people who want our attention. So there's a lot of reasons why we don't stay in the present moment. Sometimes, look, being in the present moment can be challenging. We don't always like what's going on or how we're feeling. But if we can start to embrace it more, some incredible things can happen. So how do we do that? Well, first thing we got to do is just tell the truth of how often we're not in the present moment. Because the way that we are able to expand our capacity for anything is first through awareness. So notice, wow, I'm not present. Wow, I'm busy, caught up in the future or the past or somewhere else. I'm just not in this present moment. Second thing we can do is start to come up with simple practices. And we all have them, whether we're mindful or conscious of them or not. But breathing is a great practice that brings us into the present moment. Gratitude, just thinking about something that we're grateful for. Staring out the window and appreciating the view. I have this beautiful view out the window of my office. That can bring us in the present moment. Being with people that we love, putting our attention on someone or something else. That can bring us in to the present moment. Noticing our physical experience. I'm sitting in this chair. I'm breathing. I'm staring into a camera. I'm, you know, as odd as it sounds, it's just paying attention to what we're actually doing. Feeling our hands on the steering wheel in the car. Feeling our feet on the floor if we're sitting in a meeting. You know, and there are circumstances around us that, again, will pull us out. I was speaking at an event last week to a group of people who work for a company that just got purchased by another company. So they're in the midst, the very early stages of an integration acquisition process. And of course, understandably, people are nervous or at least unsure. They don't know exactly how it's going to play out. But one of the things I was talking to them about is as they lead themselves and others, because it's a group of leaders, through the change process, through the integration process, it's so important to stay in the present moment. Be real with how you're feeling right now and know that it will change. But trying to hold on to how things were isn't going to help because they're changing. And trying to know exactly what's going to happen in the future isn't going to help either because there's no way to know exactly what's going to happen, even if you've been through something before. So that's a really important thing that we can do. And just to practice, you know, another thing that we can do is meditate. Just take some quiet time for ourselves. And whether you're a lifelong meditator and you have a very specific practice or you're relatively new at it or maybe never even done it before, there's no real right way to meditate, in my opinion. It's just about taking that time to go within, be present with yourself, and disconnect from all the doingness of life and all the monkey mindness of our own brains, if you will, that's constantly has an ongoing to-do list and worrying about every little thing, most of which isn't helpful at all. Life really happens right here, right now, in the present moment. That's the only place it actually exists. And at some level, without getting too philosophical about it, it's the only thing we know for sure that we have is this present moment. So have fun practicing, staying in the present moment as best as possible. And thanks for watching and listening. I'm having fun with these video blog posts. Hope you're enjoying them. And again, feel free, as always, to leave a comment below in the comments section, either a question or a thought, or maybe you have a specific practice that helps you stay in the present moment. Love to hear about it. Talk to you soon.